live on Racing Radio from 1 p.m. for every day of the Cheltenham Festival 2019, with pundit selections, analysis and race commentaries live and for free. Ken Pitterson will be offering his thoughts from the paddock, with Sir Anthony McCoy and Andrew Thornton also on hand. Plus, we've got a daily £1 million golden race, 3 bet boosts a day, high five and enhanced places across the 4 days. It's all part of Cheltenham Festival 2019 with William Hill.
William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, and I'm delighted to be joined by the legend that is Chris Pimlott. Chris, good to see you. How are you? Keeping well?
Oh, very well indeed, Billy. Very well indeed. Obviously, pleased that the weather has taken a turn for the better. The wind has settled down, the rain has gone away, and, it's all systems go for the festival, isn't it?
It certainly is indeed. If we just have a quick look back at what we've seen on day two. First off, we will start with the champion chase. Altior was the winner, but Politolog and Soil, did it make it easy for him?
Oh, they did not indeed. I mean, at one stage I thought poor old Altior was going to lose his crown. But no, sheer guts and determination saw him up that Cheltenham Hill again to put back-to-back wins together in the champion two-mile chase. And he truly is a champion. And you know what he's become today, Billy?
What's that?
A millionaire. Yeah. He's won over £1 million in prize money after today. So he's going to have a big position in that stable at Seven Barrows, isn't he?
Yeah, certainly is indeed, and not forgetting as well that the cross country, a very impressive performance by Tiger Roll. And do we think he's going to win another Grand National?
Well, I think a couple of things there. He's not, the cross country race isn't everybody's cup of tea, but it's a spectacle. There was a big crowd out there on the track to watch these horses go by. He jumped extremely well. He did the job tremendously well. He's tough as old boots. He's got absolutely loads of ability. Not many horses win the Grand National and come back out the following season and win. Very few have won the Grand National and come out and won at all. He won a Grade 2 hurdle last time out. Mm-hmm. He's won another cross-country chase at the festival. You know, he's a tough, resilient little fella. First winner of the festival for Gordon Elliott. Mm. Everybody's saying he couldn't train white mice to eat cheese. Well, that's been proved wrong once again. And again, Tiger Roll. He's a legend. He's a star. And I think he's got a great chance in the National.
Yeah, me too as well. Right then, let's have a look ahead to what's happening on day three. Of course, we start with the JLT. We've got the Potemps Network final, the Ryanair, the Stayers, the Brown Advisory and Merribell Stable Plate, Handicap Chase, got it all in there. Not forgetting the Mayor's Novices Hurdle, and then we finish with the Kim Muir. We'll start first then with the JLT. At the time of recording, Defi de Soy is the 5-2 favourite. With us here at William Hill is Defi de Soy. You're one of the JLT.
I think he is. Yeah, he's very tough, very consistent, been in great form all season, and I definitely feel he's the one they've got to beat. Barry Garrity doing the steering on the Philip Hobbs trained Defi de Soy.
What do you think to this year's renewal of the Potemps?
Well, it's never anything but very, very competitive, isn't it? Very, very difficult to try and find the winner. I thought I could take a couple against the field. One was the very much informed Aaron Ladd, who's a course and distance winner in the past. And the other one is Joseph Patrick O'Brien trained Thermocles. I think that's how you pronounce it. Number 14 on your race card. JJ Slevin, a little bit on the cold jockeys list, but this one could actually warm his heart. So two against the field in the Potemps, and it's in the shape of 8 Aaron Ladd and number 14.
And the second grade one of the day on the Thursday is the 2.50. That is the Ryanair, and I think Road to Respect could run a huge race in this. What do you think?
Well, very, very competitive, as you'd imagine. Plenty of horses coming into the race and in with a chance. Footpad, I thought, ran well enough in defeat last time out. Froden's been in absolutely rampant form throughout the season. We've seen Rachel Blackmore win for the girls on day one. Maybe Bryony Frost could make it another for the girls on day three. Certainly Froden has a major chance. And the other one that I fancy is Undersow. Finished second last time out, getting a little bit long in the tooth at the age of 11, but definitely could be a player.
And for the stayers, the big race of the day, Paisley Park has been absolutely sensational this year. Pim, do you think he'll win the stayers?
Hopefully he will do, yeah. Emma Lavelle's done a marvellous job training this horse. He's been in great form throughout the year. The standard of his form for me is head and shoulders above the rest, and he's definitely got to be one they've all got to beat. Obviously, Willie Mullins comes mob-handed with plenty of runners there with a chance. And also, the horse that I thought could run well at a big price is top notch for Nicky Henderson and Daryl Jacob. But for me, it's Paisley Park to lose and not win.
The 4:10 on Thursday is the plate. It's a Grade 3. Splash of Ginge runs in this race. It was second 12 months ago. And I think at a price, I think he'll run well again.
Yeah, certainly Splash of Ginge will be very, very popular. He's a course and distance winner in the past. But at 11 now, just might be getting on the a little bit the older side trying to land one of these prizes. Again, I thought it was wide open. I'd like to take two against the field. One would be 19 Azerty for Alan King and Wayne Hutchinson. He's been in good form of late. And the other one, that horse that always runs a good race, trained from the same stable as Splash of Ginge. I'm going to take a chance with Ballyhill.
The final two races on the card, the first of those, the penultimate race, is the 4:50. It's the Mayor's Novices. I think Posh Trish for Paul Nicholls and Harry Cobden could go well here.
Most certainly. She's been in rampant form of late, looking for a four-timer. Willie Mullins again comes mob-handed with seven entries. He must be a player. And I thought, again, there could be an opportunity here for Nicky Henderson to get into that hallowed winner's circle with number seven, Lust for Glory. She's been in great form throughout the season. She looks to have a very progressive profile.
And I'm not going to lie to you, Pim, I haven't got a clue what wins the Kim Muir. Have you got any idea?
That makes two of us, yeah. But again, we've got 24 declared to go to post. Possibly in the event of like this, you look towards some of the riders. You've got Derek O'Connor, top Irish rider, on board any second now for Ted Walsh. Sam Whaley Coleman partners the young master. He's a very, very talented horse indeed. Jamie Codd's out there. He rides Measure of My Dreams for Gordon Elliott. Who's had one run this season after a long layoff. That well could be a player. And also Tommy O'Brien teams up with Sky Pirate for John Joe O'Neill. Again, another horse who comes into the chance. But at 5:30 on Thursday afternoon, don't be trying to get in too deep. Save a few coppers for the Gold Cup. And the main thing is, hopefully you've enjoyed the festival on Thursday.
Thank you very much to you there, Pim. Great to have you here on the Daily Racing Podcast. The Cheltenham Festival Racing Podcast is what we've been calling it here at William Hill. William Hill Racing Radio will be live on Thursday afternoon from 1 p.m. Join John Gibby, Craig Forsyth and Ross Briley as they take you through all of the action at Cheltenham, plus the other meetings happening on Thursday afternoon and evening as well. Right then, what we're going to do now, we're going to hear from Andrew Thornton and Sir A.P. McCoy with who they fancy for Thursday's racing at Cheltenham.
Well, we're looking at day three of the Cheltenham Festival. First race on the card is the JLT. I'm a big fan of Defi Desai. Barry Geraghty, I'm sure he's going to bide his time.
Yeah, I'm with you, Andrew. Look, he's a former Triumph Hurdle winner, and he's taken well the fences. Lost Transition beat him at Cheltenham on New Year's Day in the Dipper Chase, but he managed to beat Lost Transition when ridden a little bit differently in the Scilly Isles, a Grade 1 at Sandown last time. I think ridden the same way, I think Defi Desai will be very hard to beat.
Well, a Ryanair, Grade 1, 2.5 miles. I fancy Frodon loves the track, and Bryony Frost gets on exceptionally well with him.
Yeah, as you said, he keeps winning, Andrew. He stepped up from handicap company to win last time here in the Cotswold Chase in Cheltenham. Over a bit further, he's dropping back in trip. Won't be a problem to him. Road to Respect is a horse I like. He ran really well in the Gold Cup last year. He's been run at the very highest level in Ireland through the winter, and I think he's guaranteed to stay. This could be run at a pretty good pace. You know, the likes of Footpad, Canyarula, Undersow, if we get any rain between now and the off. Undersow is such a great horse and will be definitely one a lot of people will be shouting for. But I think Road to Respect will hopefully win the Ryanair.
The Stayers Hurdle is the big race on day three of the Cheltenham Festival. I'm a big fan of Faheen. I think he can come back and win once again at the Cheltenham Festival.
Yeah, I think this is a match, Andrew, between Faheen, the machine as they call him. He won the 3 mile hurdle race in Punchestown at the end of last season, had a really heavy fall behind Apples Jade, but he is a very, very classy horse. I just was so impressed with Paisley Park when he won at Cheltenham, and he was, you know, he didn't do much for me before Christmas when he won the Long Walk at Ascot, but really improved. He'd done what all good stayers do, the likes of Barracuda and English Driver, and obviously the mighty Big Box as well. Off the bridle a little bit, coming down the hill, turn into the straight and fly up the straight, and I expect Paisley Park to fly up the straight in the Stayers Hurdle.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.